The announcements for this morning, first of all, I want to wish everyone a happy, all the mothers here, happy Mother's Day, of course, on this beautiful day. Also, Ascension Thursday is this Thursday, the 14th. Please note in our diocese, this is not a holy day of obligation. However, that does not mean that it is not a good day to come to Mass. This is the day in which our Lord departs to heaven to prepare a place for us. So it's good to come on that day for that reason. And then finally, one last announcement. You know, there's a lot of there's actually a new diet, and if anyone has a question about it, you can ask me after Mass. You know, there's all these different diets. There's like the paleo diet, right? And then there's the the South Beach diet, the Atkins diet, the caveman diet, right? The false fat diet. Then you do these liver detox diets and things like that. And there was this thing, the Whole Foods 30 challenge, where for 30 days you just eat whole foods and you cut out all these other foods in order to, you know, try to cleanse the body. Well, there's actually a new diet. And, you know, there's a lot of things. People are having celiac disease and leaky gut and inflammation, and there's a new diet. And if anyone has a question about it, you know, I'll be available after Mass if you want to talk to me about it. The fifth Sunday after Easter, the epistle is taken from the letter of St. James. Beloved, be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man looking at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away, and presently he forgets what kind of man he is. But he who has looked carefully into the perfect law of liberty has remained in it, and not becoming a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. He shall be blessed in his deed. And if anyone thinks himself to be religious, not restraining his tongue, but deceiving his own heart, that man's religion is vain. Religion is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to care for orphans and widows in their tribulation, and to keep oneself unspotted from this world. Please stand for the gospel. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, if you ask the Father anything in my name, he will give it to you. Hitherto you have not asked anything in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. These things I have spoken to you in parables. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in parables, but will speak to you plainly of the Father. In that day you shall ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I will ask the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came forth from God. I came forth from the Father and have come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father." The disciples said to him, "Behold, now thou speakest plainly and utterest no parable. Now we know that thou knowest all things and does not need anyone, and does not need that anyone should ask question, should question thee. For this reason, we believe thou camest forth from God." Thus are the words of the Holy Gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. St. Augustine, when commenting on this gospel, he talks about how the disciples didn't understand Christ. He says this part about in Christ speaking in parables. He spoke in parables, but he also spoke plainly to the disciples. Now, I'm sorry, I should even say the apostles, because here he's speaking just to the apostles. And they still didn't understand him. If you recall, in earlier parts of the gospel, in all the gospels, he would speak in parables. Nobody would understand him. And oftentimes he would explain it to the disciples. But even then, they often wouldn't understand it. Or when he would speak about a spiritual truth, they still wouldn't understand it, and they would think it's a parable. Why is this? St. Augustine says, because they were worldly. They were worldly. They weren't able to see things spiritually. Remember, this discourse in the gospel occurred during the Last Supper. Our Lord was about to be crucified, and he's making the prediction or telling them about in the future when the Holy Spirit will come down on Pentecost, which we will celebrate in 2 weeks, when the Holy Spirit comes down, and then they will understand. Now, later on, it seems as though the disciples understand, for they say, "Oh, now thou speakest plainly and utterest no parable." St. Augustine points out, and he says that our Lord isn't saying he's going to speak plainly now, but it's in the future. And yet they think they now understand. He says this shows just how ignorant the disciples were, that they didn't know, as St. Augustine says, they didn't even know what they didn't know. Yes, our Lord spoke a little plainly and gave them a little bit of a glimpse of the spiritual world, but what they will understand in the future when the Holy Spirit comes is completely different to the worldly look that they had at this point. And if you recall, right before the Ascension, which is this Thursday, right before, 3 minutes before our Lord ascends to heaven, one of the disciples asks, and they say, "Now are you going to establish the kingdom?" Meaning they're still thinking of this worldly kingdom that our Lord is going to establish. And they are still ignorant of spiritual things. This is why this epistle of St. James is here this Sunday, because St. James is talking about this. Do not be worldly. Be doers of the word and not only hearers, deceiving yourself. For he says, if you only hear it and then you go away and you forget it, that's being worldly. It's like someone who looks into the mirror, glances into the mirror and looks away, and they forget really what they saw. It doesn't penetrate into the heart. But he who has looked carefully in the law becomes a doer. And then he goes on towards the end. He says, "Religion pure and undefiled before God the Father is this, to care for orphans and widows in their tribulation," that is to have love for our neighbor, "but to keep oneself unspotted from this world." We have to live in this world, but we have to not be of this world. We should not allow the world to taint us, to influence us. That we are not to be like the disciples and be worldly, the disciples at that time, but to have the true spiritual understanding. We have the Holy Spirit in us at our baptism, our confirmation, so we should use that in order to see the true spiritual reality around us. You know, I mentioned this new diet. The name of it is the St. James Diet of Cardio Purification. You know, we have all these diets that worry about what we're going to put in our mouth and that it affects our body, and it does affect our body. People are allergic to this and that. But what's more important is what we put in our eyes and what we put in our ears. These affect our heart. They go right into the little gray cells up here, and then this then affects our heart. If we fill our eyes and our ears with worldly things, that's all we're going to think about, and that's all we're going to want. So we have to purify ourselves like a little diet. This is the new diet. Take the challenge, the St. James challenge, to put off worldly things for 6 months, maybe for 3 months. Don't read the newspaper. Don't listen to popular music. Take it out of your life. Don't watch television or movies, worldly movies. You know, one of the best bumper stickers ever, years ago I saw, was it was on a bumper of a girl who's 22 years old. It said, "Shoot your television. Get rid of it." These are worldly things. We must purify ourselves. If that's what we listen to and if that's what we watch, that's what we think about. There is nothing up here in our minds. Everything up here comes through our senses, our eyes and our ears. And if we surround ourselves by worldly things, That's what we're going to think about, and that's what we're going to want. So purge it from your life in order to purify your mind and your heart. You know, modern music, rock and roll, and then all its descendants that are around today, it is quite surprising. Most people don't know where the term rock and roll comes from. You know, that music started in the 50s, and there was a disc jockey in Cleveland, New York, who wanted a term that best embodied the spirit of this music. And they used the term rock and roll, which was slang at that time for something. It was slang for committing an impurity in a car. And this was the word they chose that best defined this music. And this music is now everywhere. Even though you might say, well, popular music isn't really that. It's all descended from it. The popular country music and all the music that the kids listen to today. You go into CVS and they're pumping it in now. We need to try to purge ourselves from that worldly music, especially if it's sinful. So much of that music is really about committing impurities when you really listen to it. And even the oldies from the 50s, they're all double entendres on these things. Why do we fill our ears with this garbage? How many times on movies and television are we watching something just secular, and then there's a scene? Where did this scene come from? And yet now it's in our head. We're trapped because we trust the director, we get into the story, and then they flash to something, and then it's there. And then it's hard to look away. Put it off. Spend some time, 3 months. Make a commitment. I'm not going to watch any of that. I'm just going to surround myself with spiritual things. Even Catholic newspapers, you know, sometimes they get into the politics of the church. People get upset and angry. This cardinal's doing this, and this is happening here. If something vexes you, then you set it aside. Set aside those newspapers and magazines and books that talk about the problems in the church. Yes, they're there. But set them aside and fill your mind, your ears, and your eyes with holy things. Read books written by the saints and blessed. Read stories. Read other books written about the saints and the blessed. Just expose yourself to holy things. Listen to sacred music. Shut off the popular music. This is how we can purge ourselves of these things in order to purge our heart and our mind. We must be, as St. James says, unspotted from this world. That doesn't mean that we're not going to live in it or be exposed to these things, but we can't let it affect our hearts. And this is what we have to do. To do a little detox program, as they often do in diets. We're going to do it. We should try to do it for our soul. It is so much more important. You know, oftentimes we have people who don't go out to these places that play that type of music. Just say, I'm not going to do it. Cancel your subscriptions. Don't worry about what's going on in Washington, D.C. Oftentimes, I get people who talk to me about, you know, Obama and the Congress and, oh, it's terrible. And they get so tied up in knots, so angry over things that they can't really change. Well, St. Ignatius of Loyola says, if something vexes you, if you're reading something and it troubles you, don't read it. Put it aside. This is St. Ignatius, and that's the same wisdom that applies today. He said that 500 years ago. Don't read the newspaper. Trust me, it's still going to be there in 6 months. Don't read, as I said, things like The Wanderer or The Remnant or Catholic Family News or any of these other Catholic publications that talk about the politics in the church. Set them aside. Surround yourself with spiritual things. And when you do that, your thoughts are going to change. There is nothing up here that doesn't come through the eyes and the ears. So if we control what comes in our eyes and our ears, we can control our very thoughts. Everyone at one point in your life has had a song that has been stuck in your head. How did that song get there? The ears. It affects us. When we watch a movie, you think about it the next day. Read holy things, and that's what you'll think about. Listen to sacred music, and that's what you'll sing. You know, I'm reminded of an incident a few years ago where one of the families, they had come to chant camp, and their child was on the playground out playing with other kids, singing the chants. They weren't singing popular music. They were singing sacred music. And it was in a homeschool group. And the other mother says, how do your kids know that? Because they were exposed to it. This is what we need to do. We need to surround ourselves in order to purify ourselves. We have to do this. The apostles were thinking worldly things. They did not even know what they didn't know. And that's the same for us. We don't know what we don't know. We surround ourselves with secular things. This society we live in is completely material. And we are so surrounded by it that oftentimes we don't even know what we don't know. We don't even know what we should ask for. God gave us the Holy Spirit. Christ gave us the Holy Spirit to ask the Father directly, but oftentimes we don't know what we should pray for. People are worried about what's happening in the church. Don't worry about it. If God wants you to take care of it, he can have you take care of it. The great example of this is St. Catherine of Siena, the young lady who influenced the Pope, changed the history of the world. Why? Not because she was reading all the gossip sheets about the troubles in the church, but because she was being holy. She's a saint because she prayed, and she tried to be the holiest person she could. And because of that, God sent her to change the world. And she did. And so that should be our model. Yes, there are difficulties in the church. Yes, there are things in the world. The government, our country is, all countries are seem to be just getting more and more secular. But set that aside for a little bit. As I said, this is the challenge. The St. James Diet. Set that aside for 6 months. You know, if you can't, like I said before, if you don't find time to pray 30 minutes every day, you've got to find time. Nobody is that busy. Cut it out of your life and find the time for prayer. Find the time to read the writings of the saints. Read the lives of the saints. If you have to listen to music, listen to sacred music. But we need to purge ourselves. St. James says, to keep oneself spotted from this world. Doesn't mean that we're not going to live in this world. Doesn't mean we don't have to deal with problems in this world. But we can't let it infect our heart. And we do that by watching what goes in our ears and in our eyes, in the same way that oftentimes we watch what goes in our mouth. So, we've all been given the gift of the Holy Spirit at baptism and confirmation. And we need to use that to let our hearts be transformed so our prayers then to the Father would be good and effective. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.